CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... Come in. Welcome. I'm E.G. Marshall. This is a tale that takes its inspiration from the 18th century poet Alexander Pope, who said, "Poetic justice, with her lifted scale, wherein truth with gold she weighs." Poetic justice, because the weapon a man of no conscience feared might unmask him, became in a strange way the instrument to bring him the sordid commodity he dealt in. Death.
Keep shooting.
I can't, Diana. I'm out of film. What did you expect me to get?
The killer.
What?
There was one, Bob. The man who fell didn't fall. He was pushed. And by sheer chance, you may have gotten a picture of the murder.
Mystery drama, The Death Shot, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Ian Martin and stars Ann Williams and Michael Tolan. It is sponsored in part by True Value Hardware Stores and Buick Motor Division. I'll be back shortly with Act One. Spring of 1967, Greece was torn apart by political strife. To control a country about to explode, on April 21st of that year, six army colonels seized the government in a coup d'etat. This story has little to do with politics, except that sometimes it breeds violent death. Athens in that year was one of the least safe places in the world for Greeks, or for anyone, as Bob and Diana Paisley are about to find out.
Bob, what was that? An accident?
No, hon, just another crazy Athenian driver.
Oh, well, I think for this vacation, I'll stick to walking.
You'll be doing plenty once we start up the Acropolis.
Mm, we're going to go to bed early to get ready for that. What are you doing with that tripod?
I just want to get a couple of shots from here on the balcony.
At night?
There's a full moon coming up. See?
Where?
Right over there, by the Temple of Zeus.
Oh, yes. It's lovely. What a beautiful city it is, old and new.
You say that again.
I will. And something else. I love you.
You can say that again and again.
What are you planning to shoot?
Now, well, turn your head the other way. That.
The Acropolis?
Yeah. It's rear end, anyway.
Well, it's lovely by moonlight. Never thought the Acropolis looked like that. I mean, I just thought it was the Parthenon with all those columns, you know?
Well, it is, plus other buildings. But what it really was a fortress.
You can see that now, looking at it from here. It's amazing. 2,500 years ago. How could they build a thing like that?
The world's greatest democracy. But that only worked for the free men. The rest were slaves. You get enough ants, you can move a mountain.
Well, it is a mountain.
Yep, part of it. The rest men built.
Must be 10, 20 stories up to the top. Ooh, I'd hate to fall off.
Quite a few people have. Now, hand me the camera, will you?
Sure. Who?
Who what?
Who fell off?
Oh, well, Aegeus, for one.
Who he?
He was Theseus' father, a king. And a ship was coming back to Athens with black sails, and he thought that meant his son was dead.
He committed suicide?
They say. Yeah, Diana, baby, it's like the Empire State or the World Trade Center or whatever. Kooks are attracted to them.
Well, I hope no one falls off tonight. Oh,
fat chance. It's closed by now. Nobody up there.
Well, I can see people up there.
Where?
Oh, you can only look right through one eye, Cyclops. Look in your viewfinder.
Hey, you're right. Why would anyone... No, I just want to get the silhouette, some of the shading on the wall, and the feeling of tremendous height. Boy, you took a leap off that. You'd be one scrambled egg when you landed.
Oh, Bob, don't.
I'm sorry. It's a silly thing to say. Well, I'm just about set. As soon as Mr. Moon cooperates completely.
It's pretty bright.
It isn't quite high enough to get light on the fortress wall. Hey, you got any of that nice white wine left? That Retsin or whatever you call it? Oh, don't bother. The moon is just right. I got to shoot. Yeah, this ought to be it. Oh, boy, gorgeous. Super. Hold everything.
Bob!
What?
Somebody just fell off.
Huh? I didn't see it. How?
Well, don't stop shooting. Keep taking pictures.
Well, I am, but I didn't see anyone. Something blurred across the lens, but I didn't...
Just keep shooting.
Well, I can't. I'm out of film. But what did you expect me to get?
The killer.
The what?
There was one. The man who fell didn't. He was pushed. He was murdered. And just by sheer chance, you may have gotten a picture of who did it. Bob?
Yes, Di?
Where'd you go? I woke up and I was all alone.
I didn't want to disturb you, funny face. You were sleeping so nice and easy. I went to turn in the film for developing. And I picked up this.
What is it?
The Athens News.
Oh, great. Who translates for us?
Now, it isn't in Greek. It's in English. You won't need anyone to translate that headline.
Broadcaster plunges to death. Then I was right.
You were.
Who was it? Jeffrey Kellan? No! How?
Well, no one seems to know.
What do you mean? Who caused it?
Well, according to the story, he jumped or fell.
Oh, my Aunt Mary, he was pushed, shoved. I saw
now,
it.
Now, come on, Diane. In the moonlight, a quarter of a half a mile away?
I saw it. I tell you... Oh, anyway. You know, nobody has to take my word. You have some film on it.
Maybe.
Well, you know you have.
Well, I don't. Not till I get some prints back.
Oh, I wish you were home so you could have developed your own.
Well, I'm not, so I have to wait another 24 hours. Well,
in the meantime, we ought to go to the police.
Well, now, just ease back, baby. This is no way to start off a honeymoon. We could get our feet in a heck of a lot of piping hot water.
By just being good citizens?
Yeah, of the wrong country. This is Greece, and the pot is really boiling. And Jeff Kellan was stirring it up pretty good. He's really been bugging the little colonels that run our oldest democracy.
So they had him taken care of?
We don't know that. But just suppose they did. I'm not about to walk into their whole machine and accuse them of murder. I'd get my own head in a basket.
Well, what are we going to do? Well, we can't just sit still for murder.
Look, just cool off for a moment. If we have any proof there was, well, foul play...
Oh, Bob, I keep telling you, I saw it. This man lunged forward and pushed the other man over.
Yeah, but till we get the contacts back, we don't know that. We can't do anything until then. If ever.
What do you mean, if ever?
Look, it's supposed to be our honeymoon. We wanted to hang loose, remember? We stick our noses into this and we're right in a hornet's nest. Do we want to do that?
What choice do we have?
Well, that kind of rests on what the pictures show.
Okay. And supposing they back me up. Then what do we do?
Listen to me, child bride. It's hell to get mixed up in any other country's politics. I just plain hope we don't have to. For the first time in my life, I'm keeping my fingers crossed. I blew those shots. For my money, I hope they're a washout.
Well, how are they?
Clear as a bell.
Was he shoved?
No question.
You can see who does it?
Yeah, like he posed for it.
Well, who was it?
Search me. The guy with the umbrella.
The what?
He had an umbrella, the killer.
What for? It wasn't raining.
Well, maybe he thought it might. He was a pessimist. I don't know. Might not even have been his.
Oh, you lost me.
What I mean is... here, look at the pictures. The third frame here, see?
It looks as though he were taking it away from Jeff Kellan. Or back.
What do you mean, back?
Look, in your first shot, doesn't it look as if you were handing it to Kellan? And then in the next, he starts to push him, and the other three, he's taking it away.
Maybe. We'll be able to see more clearly in the blow-ups.
Well, when do we get those?
Rush job special. Tomorrow morning.
Then what?
Then we may have a lot of soul-searching to do.
Whether to go to the police, you mean?
If the killer shows up clean enough to identify, that's first.
What's second?
Whether we go anywhere, or just keep our noses clean and don't make waves. Well, there he is.
Any idea who he is?
I never saw him before in my life. I'm sorry I ever opened the shutter and saw him at all. This whole thing is heating up, Di. I mean, we stick on our necks, we're really going to be in it up to them.
Why? We just show the picture and make a statement?
No, it won't be that easy. Look, it's all over the morning paper again. And it's gone international. Jeffrey Kellen may have been a muckraker at home and a troublemaker abroad, but he is a U.S. citizen. He can't get himself bumped off without an investigation. And I sure don't want to see us in the middle of it.
Well, we haven't any choice.
Yes, we do. Nobody knows yet it was murder. He jumped or fell is all.
Well, we can't just not say anything.
No, but once we get mixed up in it, Lord knows where it leads. Supposing this character in our pictures turns out to be with the Greek government or tied to it. It's some can of worms that would open up.
Well, maybe it needs opening.
Or maybe they'd never let us crack it.
What do you mean?
Well, if we go direct to the police, who knows? They might want to bury the evidence and us. I mean, this is a police state as of the moment.
Where else can we go?
To our embassy. I know a guy there, slightly. But enough, maybe I can get in and let him handle this hot potato. And then with any luck, we can fold our tents and silently steal away.
You had to take these pictures, I suppose.
No, it was an accident, Dean.
An accident looking for somewhere to happen. You had to sick it on me.
Aren't you glad to have the evidence?
I'll lay it on you straight. No.
A guy got murdered.
He got pushed over the edge. Just like he's been pushing other guys for years. Poetic justice. The only difference is he never actually killed anyone. He just ruined them. He got it all the way.
Well, just because he didn't like the guy doesn't mean he isn't entitled to justice.
Kellen didn't know the meaning of the word. But that isn't the point.
What is?
You see this unlovely son of a sea cook that finally gave Kellen what he's been asking for all these years? You know who your subject is?
No.
Well, there are the colonels. That's first government echelon. And then there's Major Constantine Malas. Some people, including our Secret Service and G2, think maybe he runs the government.
You mean that's Malas in the picture?
That's our boy. Between you and me, Bob, you've created what is usually referred to as an international incident. If these pictures are ever published.
You mean you want to suppress them?
You have the negatives with you?
No, they're back at the hotel.
Can I send and pick them up?
I guess my wife's there, but I don't understand.
Hold everything just a moment. What's your hotel? Stand by, Jones.
The Ava.
On Lysicratus Otis?
Yeah, right.
Jones, send a messenger into the Ava Hotel, Lysicratus. Yeah, you know where it is. Right up from the top. That's right, up from Columbus. But contact Mrs. Paisley. Yeah. She'll give you something in an envelope. Top secret. Rush. You know the hotel number?
Yes.
All right. Call your wife to expect the messenger and turn over those negatives.
Okay. But why do you need them?
Because you want to enjoy your honeymoon, don't you?
Sure.
So great. This is out of your hands from now on. Why don't you make your call from here? My secretary will get your line. I'm due for an important outside appointment as of right before now.
Hello?
Malas, this is Dean Camby from the American Embassy. I'm holding a bomb that could blow you right out of your seat. I've got a notion you might be holding something of interest for me. I figure we might just make a trade.
essence of a good spy drama. The innocents, embroiled in happenings outside their knowledge, but drawn into the web and threatened by their accidental knowledge. A country in transit between governments. The willful destruction of one man's life by another. For what reason? We'll know more about all of this when I return with Act Two. Back to our web of intrigue and danger, and that interrupted phone call. At this end of it, an American ready to betray both his principles and his country for gain. At the other end, a man with a steel-trapped jaw and eyes like chips of flint. A man to whom all human life means less than nothing, except his own. A man who can take another man's life as casually as you or I might swat a fly. Major Constantine Malus, chief hatchet man for the dictatorship.
Where are you calling from?
Don't worry, a phone booth. The call can't be bugged or traced.
What have you got?
Pictures. By moonlight. Night before last. You can guess where.
I see. Where do we meet?
The gardens. The Big Elm. Near Sindigama. Not far off the Boulevard Amalias. You know it?
With the metal seat all around the trunk. I know it.
Alone. No secret police or palace guards.
I will be alone.
If I don't return to my flat in one piece by 10 o'clock, I've made arrangements for the pictures to be mailed to the newspapers.
You will get home safely. What time?
As soon as it gets dark. 8:30?
You'll bring your proof?
I'll bring a sample.
And what must I bring?
Money. In large, large hunks. Say, 5 million drachma.
I can't put my hands on a mount like that so fast.
Well, then, you bring a sample, too. Enough to establish your good faith.
Whew! Some climb.
Oh, it's not too bad. We're halfway there.
Well, I'm pooped for the moment. Let's sit on a bench.
Why not? The Acropolis has been there for 2,500 years. I guess it can wait a couple of more minutes for us. It won't go away.
I wish part of it would. I mean, sort of spoils it now after what happened the other night.
Look, try to blank it out, hon. It's not any part of us. Not anymore, anyway.
Well, won't we have to testify in court or something?
Nope. Dean Canby's going to keep us out of it.
Oh, I don't see how he can.
Well, let's leave that up to him.
We've left it all up to him. I don't know. It seems like a cop-out.
How come? He's far better able to handle something like this than we are.
I guess so. I just don't like the way he goes about it.
What are you trying to say, Di?
I don't know, darling. It's just... Why didn't he call the police right away? What's he waiting for?
Well, you know what he said, that this had to be handled carefully. It might create an international incident.
No, I don't dig that. I mean, why? This wasn't a political assassination. It was just plain criminal homicide.
No, not quite. This Malus is supposed to be some big mucky-muck in the government. And apparently must have had reason to believe that Jeffrey Kellen had some dirt on him and was about to blow the whistle.
So Kellen asks Major Malus, or whatever his name is, to meet him by moonlight on the Acropolis to tell him he is?
Well, maybe Malus followed him there.
Maybe. Also, maybe Kellen was trying a little extortion or something.
A blackmail?
Sure.
What are you, Agatha Christie or something? You got little gray cells like Hercule Poirot?
What I have, Bob, is little gray goosebumps that nudge me. Something smells fishy.
Oh, brother, women's intuition, huh?
Oh, a lot of my hunches turn out right. Like taking a chance on you.
Well, thanks a bunch. So you figured I was a gamble, huh?
I was only kidding about that. But not about the other. How well do you know Dean Canby?
Well, I was one of the press photographers that met his plane when he flew back a couple of years ago with a special report on Cyprus. While he was back in the States, he dated a girl I knew, and I ran into him a couple of times. He seemed a good enough Joe. We hung around a bit.
Quail shooting?
I hadn't met you yet. No, we were both hanging loose that way. It was a big spender.
So you hiked along for the ride?
Come on, Di. He was on an expense account, and I got a chance to see how the other half lived.
So you don't really know him well at all?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Now what are you dreaming up? He's part of some plot to overthrow the world?
Oh, I'm just riding my hunch. I don't like it, Bob.
You don't like what?
You know these political types. They all hang together, so they won't...
So they won't what?
So they won't hang. Look, now why did you want the negatives of the pictures you took?
I don't know, and I don't much care. You did turn them over to the guy who sent for them.
Yes. And no. I held out one for insurance.
Insurance against what?
Oh, I don't know. Somehow I just don't trust him.
Major Malice?
Mr. Canby. So we're here. No more names. What did you want to show me?
Shall we sit down?
Why not? Why did you bring me here?
You know?
I know what you told me. The proof?
A picture that is worth a thousand words. There are, of course, others.
And this photograph is not bad. So?
I told you what I want.
You gamble too much, you know. You are in serious trouble.
If I wasn't, I wouldn't be mixed up in this.
So, that's good.
What?
That whatever bargain we make is from desperation. It will be so much the better.
I want money. Lots of it. $250,000. I won't go for less.
I want my neck. I could scarcely reach for more.
Well, then we have a deal.
I wish I could say so. The money I don't have.
Now, let's not weasel around, Alice.
I told you, even in these safe surroundings, no names. When I say money, I mean cash.
What else can you offer?
Something equivalent.
What?
The art of Greece is enshrined in temples, in stone, in friezes, frescoes, paintings on plaster, and so forth. Of course, in statuary. What little of it is left. Priceless, no?
Of course. No argument.
Suppose, just suppose for a moment, that someone like Praxiteles or Phidias could have lent his talent to another art form.
Besides sculpture? What?
Suppose, if you will, that he was experimenting with natural dyes and materials, and he thought of the idea of stretching material on a frame and creating a canvas on which he could paint layer by layer with pigments.
You mean an oil painting?
Such was discovered quite recently in some new excavations. In amazing repair. No question of its authenticity. Its value, astronomical. Whatever any given individual will pay for it.
Yeah, if he could get it out of Greece.
Exactly. So far, I have failed. But it still can be gotten out for the right price.
Well, if you're looking at me butt out, I don't have that kind of money.
Neither did Jeff Kellyan. But he had the connections and the chance to squeeze it through customs. So do you. Much more than he, actually. This is really the perfect chance of a lifetime, would you not say?
Well, I guess I'd have to.
So, here is what I propose. I will give you this canvas in a fashion that you may smuggle it to America. Through the contacts I give you, you can sell it for a king's ransom. I will make a better deal with you than with Jeffrey Kellyan. I gave him 30%. With you, we will split down the middle.
Jeff Kellyan was going to smuggle out the painting for you?
I made a rare mistake. I thought he was just as corruptible as all men. At the last moment, I discovered he was not.
So you killed him?
He died, fortunately enough for me.
As I would if I made any slip-ups.
The risk you take.
You dictate all the terms. Suppose I just wanted to turn you in.
Do you honestly think you could leave the gardens alive?
I'd better. Or those pictures get to the newspapers.
Ah, yes, those. Well, If we have made our deal, there will be no problem there. They will be destroyed.
Once I have the money, prints and negatives.
You have them all?
Yes.
It is not enough. Who took the pictures?
A guy I know. On vacation with his wife. By accident. Does it matter?
Yes.
Why?
Because what his camera saw, he must have seen also by eye. And his wife. You did say there was a wife.
Yeah, he's married.
So there is a corroborative witness. Their names.
What's the deal?
You give me the pictures and the negatives. Assure me they are all that are extant. I give you the painting in such form as you can get it out of here. You sell it to the highest bidder and we split down the middle. If you cross me, don't delude yourself. I will find you and kill you wherever you try to hide.
Like you killed Jeffrey Kellen.
Or anyone who tries to double-cross me. But the deal is not made yet.
Why not?
You and I can make all the promises we want. You can deliver me prints and negatives. But how do I know they are all that exist?
Well, I can put the fear of God in them. Well, I think we can count on it.
Maybe. Maybe we can count that all the physical evidence has been destroyed. But I have learned through bitter experience that is no safe decision. Before our bargain is complete, I want the name or names of anyone responsible for these pictures. I can't leave whoever took them alive, or anyone involved in taking them. They are as potentially dangerous to me as the prints themselves. Who are they?
Oh, what a glorious day.
Oh, it's really living. Huh. 2,500 years ago, those people made all that beauty and life worthwhile. That's what kept us going.
And will.
Oh, yes. I'm dead tired. Racked. But, oh, I never felt so wildly alive in my life. Now I know what it's all about. It's so precious. I don't want ever to let a second of it go.
Right on. We got it made, honey. No one, nothing is going to stop us now.
What do they matter, Malice?
It is not for discussion. The names and addresses.
Mr. and Mrs. Robert Paisley. Ava Hotel, Otis Liskuratus. What are you going to do with them?
Returns his glance calmly. There is no emotion in him, for as we've already said, he is a man without conscience. The trouble is, for Bob and Diana Paisley, the victims, that Dean Canby has no conscience either. The only difference is that he isn't strong enough to admit it to himself, and Major Malice doesn't have to himself or anyone. It's the way he's made. I shall return shortly with the conclusion of this story in Act 3. The two men still gaze at each other. Glances locked as we left them. But Dean Canby, a weak man, cannot long sustain the steady, baleful look of Major Malice's flat obsidian eyes. His look falters and drops, his eyes swimming from side to side, nervously, afraid of the words which have just been said.
There are other ways it can be managed.
How?
I can go to them, to the Paisleys, have them give me the whole roll of film. Then you can be sure.
Mr. Canby, I'm sure of nothing. Yet. First, we must arrange our affairs. What is the English term? A swap, no?
A trade is what we say in America.
Very well, a trade. The pictures, the negatives, all of them, for me.
And for me?
The painting, my priceless canvas.
How do you expect me to smuggle it out of Greece?
You have diplomatic immunity, no?
Maybe as far as my country is concerned, not yours.
So your baggage and effects will be searched. The canvas will not be found.
Why not? How was Kellen going to get it out?
As you will. In that most innocuous and yet natural of, I like to pick the exact word, appurtenances for any traveler to be carrying at this time of year. This.
An umbrella?
Such a convenient way of providing for a rainy day.
The canvas would be wrapped inside that.
Remember, this is not a canvas as we know it. A far lighter woven material which rolls unnoticed into a tightly wrapped umbrella. But we must make haste. The theft of the art treasure cannot remain hidden for long. It must be gotten out of the country.
When?
As soon as you bring me my treasures.
Well, I can have them for you tonight.
Good, but not here. Too much opportunity for third parties to conceal themselves.
All right. Where?
Some neutral territory where both are safe. Of course. Why not the Acropolis at, say, 10 o'clock?
The Acropolis?
There will be a moon again, and I will bring a viewer for the film.
Where on the Acropolis?
At the west end, on the battlements.
That's where...
Kellen met his death. Quite right. But then, he was planning to double-cross me. Surely, you have no such thought in mind.
Wow. I thought I'd never get that bag closed. Can't we ever come home someday with less than we left with instead of more?
We got a lot more than we bargained for this time.
Look, come on, honey. Let's grab a good night's sleep. We have a plane at the crack of dawn.
I know. I don't feel sleepy right now.
Di, if you're going to start it again, it's really...
Oh, no, darling. That's all forgotten. I'm just looking at the moon outside, being sorry we had such a short honeymoon.
Oh, darling, none of that. Our whole life is all...
What?
The honeymoon.
Oh. You're kind of a nice guy, you know it?
Just the way you got me going.
Mm. Let's go out on our balcony for a last look.
Right.
Oh, the moon's coming up.
Mm.
Oh, look at it shine on the Acropolis. Must be beautiful up there now.
Yeah, I can just see it. Oh, boy, what pictures I could get.
Honey?
Yeah?
Want to live crazy?
There's another way?
Not for us. Let's go up there. It's so beautiful. I'd like one last look.
What? The Acropolis?
Where else?
That's really far out after all that's happened.
Well, look, it can't happen twice.
That's for sure, I guess.
It should be the safest place in Athens.
And a photographer's heaven.
Yeah.
Let me just grab the big strobe light and let's go.
Bob?
Now, hold a minute, Di. I just want to get this shot. Oh, beautiful.
All on the point of view. Oh, all this moonlight, you had to lug along the shoulder sling and the strobe.
Now, I can't ask a bunch of statues to move out and let the building they're holding up fall down so I can get the right light on them, can I? Come on, I want to get this temple from some other angles.
Oh, to love, cherish, and obey, your slave girl follows the master.
Hey, don't touch the strobe.
Oh, why not? I was just kidding.
No, not that. It's just I don't like to take chances.
Chances on what?
Well, just the strobe light. You've no idea what a lethal electrical charge that little unit can build up.
You mean that something you use every day for work is so dangerous?
No, under ordinary circumstances, no. But every photographer knows a strobe light is nothing to get careless with.
I don't get it. How could...
Well, Diana, it's a million to one, but like... Well, if the case were broken and the lamp and you happened to get your hands in the wrong place... Well, forget it. It was just a reflex reaction.
Well, I'd just like to understand what you were afraid of.
Well, it's a crazy outside chance, but it has happened. You take a guy trying to fix a strobe. He opens the case, the lamp is broken, and just by fate, he gets both hands on the contacts. bam, a wipeout.
He can get electrocuted?
Well, like I say, it can happen.
Well, then I don't want you touching
him. Honey, I know what I'm doing, I should hope. Come on, let's go. I want to get some shots from the other side in the full moon. Wait.
What is it, Dave?
That's funny. It looks like Dean Canby.
Where?
Just passing by the Parthenon on the other side. I think he was heading for the...
Heading for what? Where?
No, forget it, Di. I must have been mistaken.
Heading for where, Bob?
The west end there. The battlements, you know, the part our balcony overlooks.
Where that man, Jeff Kellum, was pushed over?
Yeah. Well, it's hard to see. I must have made a mistake.
Still, it's a strange coincidence if he was going there. Oh, no.
What is it, Di?
I just have a terrible hunch that something... It's just too much of a coincidence. We'd better go see him.
No, Di, no.
No, I just have to see...
No, we better leave well enough alone.
Right there, Mr. Canby.
Mellis?
Yes. And we are nicely alone. Let us make sure we stay that way. Come along here, at the parapet.
This will do fine.
We are too much in the public eye. Over there by the shadows would be better. Really? What are you afraid of?
I'd like to leave here the same way I came in.
Not like Jeff Kelly in one swift plunge, eh? Don't be a fool. First of all, I never press my luck. Secondly, I need you, don't I?
Yeah, I suppose you're right.
Of course I am. Don't be a child. I promise you, you will leave by the same gate you entered. But I hope you have brought some material for me to examine. And I prefer not to have an audience. Shall we go in the shadows?
You brought the material for me?
You see my umbrella?
Okay. Let's go over by the parapet.
Bob? He went up the stairs to the edge of the fortress, just like you guessed.
What do you mean, he?
Your friend from the embassy, Mr. Canby.
I told you, I must have been mistaken.
No, I don't think you were.
Well, how could you know? You never seen Dean.
No, but I've seen the man he's meeting now. So have you. Can't you see that's the man who killed the reporter?
Well, how could you possibly tell at this distance?
By the umbrella.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Di. Look, I don't blame you for being jumpy, but honey, you're all wrong.
Couldn't we just take a walk over that way? Like just in case.
And what if anything was going on? What could I do?
I tell you what you could do. You could point your camera at them and take a flash picture if anything looked wrong. You could just take a picture on general principles, like you were what you are, a tourist. And then we'd know for sure, no monkey shines.
I ought to have my head examined. You do talk me into things. Okay, let's stroll that way real casual. What do we got to lose? Except maybe everything.
Are you sure these are all the prints?
Of course. They had no reason not to trust me.
I have learned not to be sure of anyone. For example, this.
What? That's one strip of the negative.
Cut into six frames. This one is one frame short.
Well, sometimes six doesn't divide right. I mean, in a 20 exposure film, you've got six...
I can count, my friend. I can also read. The frames are numbered. Number 17 is missing. That is not at the end of the film, so somebody is holding out.
Well, not me.
You or your friends. I told you they would have to be eliminated. That can come later, no problem. In the meantime, there is you. What security can I have that you are not holding out? I am afraid you must go also.
Don't you come near me. You're not pushing me over like Jeff Kelly.
No, my dear friend, nothing so crude. But don't move.
That's a gun.
With a very efficient silencer, if I have to use it. But I don't think that will be necessary. It think you will live quietly with me until I can turn you over to the police.
The police? What for?
Shall we say, stealing art treasures and attempting to smuggle them from the country? I shall have to say, of course, that this is your umbrella.
What? No one will believe you.
In Greece, my word against yours? Ah, the games men play. We take our chances.
No. I'm not going to let you...
God! You fool.
Shoot him, Bob. Quick, shoot him.
What? What?
Now, don't shoot. It was just a flash photo.
Damn all of you and your gun.
Are you all right, Bob?
It's okay. He just hit the strobe light.
Give me that camera.
In a pig's eye, brother.
He's going to shoot again.
I'll sandbag that killer.
What happened, Bob?
Holy mackerel. I told you a strobe was nothing to fool around with. His shot busted the case and the lamp. When I hit out at him, he must have grabbed with both hands and...
And what?
He electrocuted himself. I guess that's the first shootout a man ever won without having a gun.
It happened because you heard it here. Dean Canby never regained consciousness. And who can be too sorry for a man of no principle? Diana and Bob Paisley had a rather extended honeymoon, if that's the name for it, until they were cleared and could go home. And a man named Malice died as he lived, violently. And I think we can all agree, deservedly. I'll be back shortly. It's an unfortunate idiom we use about the camera, borrowing from the image of the aimed gun and saying when we snap the shutter that we pull the trigger and shoot. Who could ever imagine that this gentle instrument could ever serve to deal out death? 1,000,000,000 to 1 chance. But how fortunate that luck was in the right corner. And how interesting that Malice died from the thing he most feared, the eye of truth. Poetic justice, indeed. Our cast included Ann Williams, Michael Tolan, Court Benson, and Jackson Beck. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown.
This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.